This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A group representing British banks is giving up its responsibility for setting a key global interest rate. The British Bankers Association will no longer control LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate. That's the benchmark for hundreds of trillions of dollars in mortgages, student loans, and other transactions all around the world. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the details. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
So why this move by the British Bankers Association to strip itself of this responsibility, Stephen?
They're probably jumping before they get pushed. LIBOR, you may recall, has been engulfed in scandal. Back
right.
in June, the British bank Barclays was fined $450 million for rigging LIBOR, and other banks are under investigation. Now, the British regulator reports on the future of LIBOR on Friday, and it's expected to strip the BBA, the bankers' trade body, of its responsibility for LIBOR. It seems to have come to the conclusion that the banks can't be trusted to supervise this key benchmark, which they can make money out of. So the BBA, it seems, is making a preemptive move and getting out before it suffers the humiliation of being dumped.
But is it going to be a moot point, Stephen? Because I've heard a lot of talk that we may not even be using LIBOR months from now, that they're going to decide it's not worth it anymore.
Well, indeed. I mean, we don't know for sure what's going to happen. US and European regulators are piling in with their own recommendations, too. LIBOR is so discredited, it's going to certainly have to change. But financial consultant James Edsberg says he doesn't believe LIBOR will be swept away altogether.
This has been the benchmark, which is in loan documentation and has been the reference point for financial products all over the world. So it's about improving how it's calculated, not throwing it out altogether.
Some lawyers say if you did scrap LIBOR, at a stroke, you might have to rewrite several hundred trillion dollars worth of contracts.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks.
Okay, Jeremy.